people of Virginia will receive the opinion of the Supreme Court calmly and take time to carefully and dispassionately consider the situation before coming to conclusions on steps which should be taken. It had been hoped the provisions of our state constitution and previous decisions of the court would be upheld, but the court has come to a different conclusion. Despite the decision on the main issue, it is apparent the court recognizes that adjustments to conform with its findings will take time, and it has called for further information on this point next fall. I contemplate no precipitate action, but I shall call together as quickly as practicable representatives of both state and local governments to consider the matter and work toward a plan which will be acceptable to our citizens and in keeping with the edict of the court. Views of leaders of both races will be invited in the course of these studies. When this has been done and a sound program has been formulated, we will consider the appropriate steps required to put it into effect. In view of the court's postponement of its decree until at least late in 1954, and possibly longer, I do not contemplate calling a special session of the General Assembly for the present, and probably not until we have further information. This news today calls for cool heads, calm study, and sound judgment. I am sure the people of Virginia and their elected representatives can find the right solution. I hope all will cooperate to afford this opportunity for the careful development of a program which will be in the best interests of the entire citizenship.